You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, May 27, 2005. This week we got some new things. Bree's Animal Corner, a piece on Memorial Day, and an interview by Reg Bennett. First up, student news.
This week we had a spring concert. That's where the thirds play their recorders and the fourth graders play their band instruments. The fourth graders play all kinds of songs like Ode to Joy, Let's Row Again, Etude, Baa Black Sheep, Second Ending Blues, and others. The thirds are playing Lightly Row, Ode to Joy, Merrily, and many others. We played these songs Thursday. We also are having a memorial parade on Monday. The thirds and the fourths will get to play their instruments in it. We will be marching in the parade, playing the whole time. The fourths will be playing a junior high piece called Sergeant Major March.
Also, we had Elaine Lindy's second story section of the podcast. The story was called One Man's Horse. She put a link to our site on her site, Hootie Owl Stories to Grow By. Her site gets 1.5 million hits a month, so we're hoping for more visitors on her site. She is putting us in her newsletter. We are looking forward to doing another story from her.
Another thing is we podcasted some bonus shows at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts in Willowbrook at Newfield, Maine. We did this so you can go on the trip with us without even buying a ticket.
Finally, Mr. Bennett wrote the article about our podcast in the newspaper, and the Portland Press came to interview us. Mr. Bennett is the public information officer of Wells. He goes around collecting stories for the newspaper and other sources. We loved the article. Also, a photographer and a reporter from the Portland Press came to our class. The photographer's name was Greg, and the reporter's name was Jen. Jen asked some people in our class some questions about our podcast. Greg took some pictures of us working on Friday Update. We can't wait for it to come out. That's our weekend review.
Hi, my name is Haley, and this is
James,
and this is Week in History.
The amazing Joan of Arc was captured by the Burgundians and sold to the English on May 23rd, 1430.
On May 29th, 1848, Wisconsin was the 30th state in the United States.
The legendary Babe Ruth hit his 714th home run in May 25th, 1937, playing against Pittsburgh. His world-famous record stood until Hank Aaron broke it in 1974.
May 24th, 1976, the French and British made their first commercial flights.
George Willig, a.k.a. the Human Fly, climbed the World Trade Center in New York City by hooking himself up to the window washer mechanism and walking straight up until he fell into police custody on the top of the building. It took 3.5 hours and $1.10 in fines, a penny per floor, in May 26, 1977.
On May 1788, South Carolina was the 8th state in the United States.
President Bush signed a $350 billion tax cut into the law, the third largest tax cut in U.S. history, in May 28, 2003.
On May 31st, 1790, the first copyright law in the U.S. was enacted, protecting maps, books, and other materials.
The first ever issue of Action Comics featuring Superman was published on June 1st, 1938. Helen Keller, who was blind and deaf, author, lecturer, died on June 1st, 1968.
And that
is Week in History. This is Haley
and James.
Hi, I'm Sean with MLB Sports, and this week we have scores for Tuesday, Sunday, and news. We'll start with the Tuesday scores. Yankees-Detroit, 12-3 NY. Boston-Toronto, 9-6 Toronto. Now for Sunday. Yankees-Mets, 5-3 Yankees. Atlanta and Boston, 5-2 Boston. Now for the news. This weekend has been interesting because baseball did a weekend of interleague playing. Interleague playing is when American League teams play National League teams. Most fans love it, but some think it's ruining the schedule. I'm Sean with MLB Sports, and have a good weekend.
This is Dylan with the NBA. This week I'm going to talk about Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, one of the Heat superstars, was shut down, making 7 of his 25 of his shots against the Pistons on Monday night. He said that he still remains confident of his team. He needs to step his game up if he expects to win. That's all for the NBA.
Hi, this is Fanua with the Word of the Week. The word this week is appraise. A-P-P-R-A-I-S-E. Appraise. I'm going to ask some people what they think it means. What do you think appraise means?
I think appraise means that you're praying.
I think appraise means that you're praising someone, except kind of praising a whole group of people, maybe.
I think appraise means that you are, like, confused and you don't know what to, like, you keep, like, pausing and you don't know what to say or do, or I don't know.
What do you think appraise means?
I think it means that you graduate.
I think appraise means you're praying for someone.
I think appraise means, like, really want something.
I think appraise means a jungle.
What appraise really means is to give value. Let me use it in a sentence. I appraise his bike to be nice and worth $100.
Well, I'm Fanula with the Word of the Week. Bye.
This is a Memorial Day edition to our podcast, since Memorial Day is this weekend.
Hi, this is Emily and
Cammy
with some facts about Memorial Day.
We have a poem coming at you after our facts. Emily, why don't you tell us some facts?
Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day. Decoration Day was started on May 5th, 1868. In 1882, the name Memorial Day was first used. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance of the people who died in the wars. The name Memorial Day did not become the official name until 1967. Cammy, why don't you read us a poem?
Okay, this poem's by Moina Michael. We cherish to the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies that blood of heroes never dies.
And the word valor means showing strength and not giving up during hard times. Wow, that was a great poem. Kim.
We hope you have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend.
This is Brianna with Bree's Animal Corner. This is a new section for our podcast. I got this idea by my love of animals, so I called the Kennebunk Animal Welfare Society in Maine and asked them if I can help put their animals that were up for adoption and put the information on the podcast. I will be doing this every week for this year now, and hopefully these animals can find new homes. Today, we have three animals. Their names are Mischief, Maxima, and AJ. Here are the animals. First, we have a dog named Mischief. She's a three-year-old spayed female walker hound. Her previous family surrendered her to the shelter. She's a cute and active girl that would like to find a dog experience family. Families that know her breed are a definite plus. She should do well with most dogs. She may chase cats and would prefer kids to be over 12 years of age. She'd also benefit from a quieter atmosphere for her home. She'd love to meet her new family soon. Next, we have a cat named Maxima. She's a 7-year-old female tiger kitty. Beautiful, don't you think? She came to the shelter with her 4 kittens. They were placed in foster care with a very nice volunteer, and now they are all ready for finding new loving homes. Chances are pretty good that her babies will find new families very quickly. But hey, don't forget about her. She's a little independent, but is as sweet as Peach. She loves to have her cheeks and neck scratched. She just melts when someone does that. Please come visit her soon. She'll be waiting. Finally, we have a cute little bunny named AJ. He's an adult male Retina mix rabbit with black fur and white markings. Definitely not your run off the mill bunny rabbit. His previous family surrendered him to the shelter because they had no time for him. He's a friendly little guy that is on the lookout for a new home. Is yours available, he asks. And those were those three animals. Hopefully someone will adopt them soon. Now I'm going to give you a tip for your pets. You know, a puppy isn't so bad when it jumps on you. But when it's all grown up, you're in big trouble. So stop it now when your dog is a puppy so you don't have to put up with it. It's easy how to avoid that. 1. Avoid petting your puppy when it jumps. 2. When it jumps on you, say in a low voice, off. 3. When he backs away, tell him or her to sit. 4. Praise calmly for sitting. This was Brianna with Bree's Animal Corner. Bye!
I'm Bailey.
And I'm Carrie.
And we got a letter from Becca and James.
We are going to read their letter and then give advice.
So here's a letter from Becca. Oh my goodness, I love your podcast. Mr. S must be a pretty cool guy to put together such an awesome class project. My name is Becca, and I have a podcast called Just for Kids. So far, it is a podcast for younger kids. But I'm interested in what you want to hear. I haven't done very much with it because I'm not sure what you are interested in hearing about. A lot of the kids aren't familiar with podcasting, so I'm coming to you to ask for help. If you have
time, please check out my podcast at justforkids.beccaandjames.com and let me know what third and fourth graders would want to hear. I have been very fortunate to have kids musicians send me CDs to play, but from the little feedback I've gotten, it doesn't sound like that's what kids want to hear. Any advice you have would be much appreciated. Keep up the good work, Becca. We interviewed our class.
We think that good advice is
poems, stories,
readers, theaters,
facts, jokes,
riddles, radio dramas,
an intro,
and background music. We can't wait to go into your podcast.
And we hope you keep going to our podcast.
Anyone who wants to write us an email, we'd love to hear it. Now we are going to have an interview with Mr. Bennett. Mr. Bennett is a public information officer, someone who goes around collecting stories from our schools for the newspaper. He came to ask us some questions about our podcast. We wanted to record him because we thought it would answer some of your questions about our podcast. Well, here it is.
Good morning. I'm Reg Bennett. I do public relations for the school department, and I'm going to do a story on you guys and podcasting, okay? So I'm going to ask you questions, and you're going to record me, okay? So I guess the first question I want to ask you folks is, what is a podcast?
Well, a podcast is an online radio show that you can download to listen to on your MP3 player or iPod.
So it's something that it's a computer file, right? That you can download to your iPod, but you can also hear it over your computer, right?
Yes.
That's what I was able to do at home anyway. Whose idea was it? Podcast.
Well, Mr. Sprinkle heard about it and said and got a microphone and told us all about it, and then we really wanted to do it, so he started it with us.
And when was that now? How long have you been?
we started it after vacation.
After February vacation,
when we came back to school, we started podcast. April vacation.
Okay. Yeah. So it's quite new. It's quite new. You just been okay.
Yeah.
And how many podcasts have you done?
Four so far,
Three or four.
Okay. Three or four. And, okay, now, take me through a podcast. Who does what?
We take turns on different sections.
Sure.
And then Mr. S edits it and puts some music behind it.
Yeah. Like, he made the music.
Okay.
And the background.
And we all think of our different sections, and then if Mr. S thinks that they'd sound really good on the podcast, we get to put our interests on and all what we want to.
So now who does the writing? Or do you write a script? Do you have a script that you go by? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all write it,
Own pieces. I listened to the last podcast you did, and there was it seems like there's several sections. There's the news, the weather, sports. Is that right? Can you help me out with that? What are the sections?
Well, they're different every week.
Yeah, we usually have, the main things we always have is student news, sports, and word of the week.
Yeah, we always have word of the week.
Now, what is word of the week?
Well, Fanua goes around and she
asks people what a word means.
She's a student?
Yeah.
She does that?
Yeah.
She starts that section out?
Yeah.
She searches in the dictionary for a word or
and what it means.
And then usually it's words that we've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some people come up with some really funny definitions.
Okay, any other sections? Like special features? I heard a feature on the last show about Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. That was
really
me.
That.
And we did the Larry.
What's that?
We did Lightning Larry by Aaron Shepherd.
And now, what's Lightning Larry?
It was a play we did.
Oh, you actually did a play?
Yeah, we did.
I didn't hear that part. Okay.
It was like a Western theater.
So this is like the old-time radio shows of the past, before TV, it sounds like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there a host of this show? Is there someone who kind of comes on and introduces everything, everybody?
Someone who does the intro, and then at the end of the show, we do an outro.
You do an outro?
Outro.
I've never heard that term before. That's when you're going out, you're saying goodbye,
yeah,
that kind of thing?
We always take turns with the intro and outro.
Yeah. Intro. Interesting. I've never heard that before. I like that. Who does the research on the stories? That was one of my questions, but I think you may have already answered it. You kind of all do it.
Whoever thinks of the...
Yeah, whoever's going to do it on the radio,
right,
researches it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this whole thing, this just popped into my head, is this whole thing like homework to you, or is it fun?
Yeah, it's homework, but it's fun.
Homework like at school.
Yeah, it's homework at school, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's really changed how we are in school.
What was that?
It has really changed.
Okay. Another question. I know this is new, but how often do you do a program? I mean, for example, are you going to do another one fairly soon to replace the one that's on there?
We do one every week. Well, at least we try to.
And we keep the old podcasts in the same place so you can listen to everything.
Oh, so you're going to have old shows there that anybody can listen to.
Yeah.
Listen to. Well, that's so neat. Okay, let's pretend you're getting ready to do one. What day of the week do you start the podcast?
Monday. We would start Monday.
As early as we can. Even sometimes we do it the week before.
Right.
Especially if we have a busy week like we do this week with all the field trips.
Okay, end of the week. Okay, so you start on Monday. And is it just the three of you for the most part? Or are you...
Everybody does it.
Okay. So do you have like a production meeting before you start and discuss your ideas? Or?
Well, I guess we always talk about it at our morning meeting, and then if anybody has any ideas, they'll go up to Mr. Sprangle afterward and talk about it.
Like, we could write a script for the podcast, and...
They'd write a script for the podcast, and then they would show Mr. Sprangle, and then we could put on the podcast.
Okay, so you on Monday you talk about it, and you get your stories thought about, and you go to Mr. Sprangle and so forth. And then what happens? You actually go out and do interviews, and like what you're doing now.
Yeah. Well, we start writing on Monday and Tuesday, and then we're usually recording by Wednesday, even a couple on Monday.
Okay. And now, does Mr. Sprinkle help you with editing?
He edits right now, but we're going to learn how.
Yeah, he's already taught three students how to, like, do the editing, like, with all the pauses. And stuff.
Okay. Does he do this editing? He must do it on the computer, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He listens to it and then just delete it.
He edits it at that point.
Yeah, it's all the ums and stuff.
But at some point, you guys are going to be doing this at some point.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. We're going to get into it a lot next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is listening to this program? Do you know? Have you heard from anybody in the community?
Yeah, so far we've had about like... over 100 hits.
Yeah, 1 week we had 300 new hits
now,
that had never come to our week
site before. Can you tell me what a hit is for people?
Well, we have this recording thing
that Mr. S gets for free from this website.
Okay.
And he records how many people have been on.
Yeah. Online? Online.
Yeah. So
and it doesn't, it doesn't record the part where you go on, off at the same computer.
Just on the web page that we made, like, And then they have, like...
Oh, the webpage where this podcast is located?
Yeah.
I got it.
And we usually have, like, the returning visitors.
So you had 100 hits win now, as of now, so far?
We've had over, like, 500 hits.
Yeah, 500, starting with our first new podcast.
500 that week? Or
yeah, 500.
300 that week, and then like 100 each other.
Oh my goodness, that's great. That's incredible. I'm really impressed with this. Have you heard from any of your listeners? Anybody?
Oh,
yeah.
A teacher at the junior high, Mrs. Roach, has her students write back to us every week.
Oh, that's great. What grade does she teach?
She teaches fifth.
Fifth grade, okay. So, what about the summertime? When you're in vacation, are you still going to be doing podcasts at all, or is that?
We don't know yet. Mr. Sprinkle is trying to inspire us to get to do our own podcast, but that's up to us. So.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to. I know. Where do you get the music? That great music that's on the introduction.
Well, he gets it from this. He gets it. No.
Creative Commons.
Yeah, and he also has this program called GarageBand where you can put loops together to make it.
What's
like,
a loop? No, you gotta tell me what.
A loop is like a little tiny piece of music that's like you can take drums then
and
put like
it.
Yeah, and repeat it a lot.
That's where the loop comes, the word loop,
yeah.
It keeps,
yeah.
I see, okay. I'm not up on these radio terms, so. what are some of your ideas for future shows? How about you, Emily? Do you have an idea for?
Well,
are you working on anything right now?
Well, this week me and Elizabeth are doing This Week in History.
Yep. This Week in History?
Yes.
That's
when when you go online and get some facts from factmonster.com.
Okay.
And then you write it down.
Yep.
Like in your own words.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you, when you're done, are you the one that reads this?
Me and her read the facts from what we wrote down.
Oh, so you go back and forth between you and Elizabeth?
Yeah, we take turns to read.
Like we're doing right now.
Yeah. And what about you, Zoe? Are you working on anything right now?
Well, we've been taking stories from...
Keep talking, I'm going to take a picture of you.
We've been taking stories from somebody named Lindy. They have them on a site called Hooty Owl Stories to Grow By, and they're about many different folk tales, and we've started reading them.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
that is what's going to come up on another show at some point soon.
Well,
or?
There is one coming up on this show, and then they'll continue on each show.
Okay. You might want to repeat that. Could you say that again, please? I didn't quite hear that.
There's one coming up on this show, right, which will be out on Saturday or Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
And then on each show there will be... another one of the stories different.
And Jamie, what are you working on?
Well,
so far I'm really working on, I'm just finished with Friday the 13th, and so far I'm not working on anything right now.
Friday the 13th, was that your idea? Your article?
Well,
it was actually Mr. S's idea, so he just picked me to do it.
I thought that was very interesting. I enjoyed that. I learned a lot of things on that. But the whole show was really good. I was very impressed with it. And so next year you're going to be in, what grade are you guys in?
We're in fourth.
So me and Zoe will be in fifth, and Emily J will be in...
You'll be in another school next year.
Yeah.
You can't really...
Well, we're going to come back. Mr. S said that we're going to do a lot of stuff next year, so we're going to probably come back.
At after school time, mm-hmm. since we stop at school in the junior high, at 2 in the junior high, mm-hmm. we can come volunteer here since it stops at 3 mm-hmm. here. school starts.
So do you still want to continue? I'm assuming you do.
Yeah,
it sounds like you do. So that's great. So you can still continue. And you got this neat idea. And how about anything else you want to tell me about this? Because I've run out of questions, unless you can think of other things that we could talk about. Do you want, when you get bigger and stuff, do you want to do things like this? And
yeah, I think we all want to do it in our class.
Because it's so fun.
It's really exciting to do podcasting.
It's really exciting to be like the first kids in our school to represent our school with being like technology people and inspiring other children to do it.
Let me ask you, how does this thing work? Do you guys know how it works?
Yeah,
it's like a mini computer.
Yeah, it's like a mini.
There's a hard drive in there.
An iPod.
Yeah, this thing is kind of like an iPod. Mm-hmm. And you can record up to like 4 to 6 hours on every file. And you can like, and then you can, it has a built-in speaker. And it caught, Mr. S spent $325 for one of these.
Oh my goodness.
Well, not 300, 125, I mean.
Yeah.
And it's really high tech.
That's a little bit over my understanding. I'm not too familiar with iPods yet. But,
pretty simple. You just press the on button, press record, and it starts recording.
But it's really hard since there's this like little tiny scroll thing, and if you hit it the wrong way, it will delete this file we just did.
Oh, no, so you got to be real careful.
Yeah, I'm not trying to touch that.
So when you're all done, you just take it to a computer. And it hooks up somehow to the...
Yeah, we have to play it on the speaker.
Play on the speaker, yeah, right then and there.
You can hook it up on my computer and listen to it.
And at the same time, assuming you can just download it into the computer, and then you can go back and edit and things like that. I see. Well, that is so neat. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you folks today, and I wish you much success in the future. I think you got a great, great idea here. And... maybe the audience will keep growing, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And maybe if we can do another photograph.
Okay.
If you want to be like you're interviewing Zoe.
Right.
And Emily.
Okay.
And you really can be interviewing.
Yeah.
How did the interview go with Mr. Bennett?
Well, how did it go with Mr. Bennett?
Pretty well.
It went really good.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great show that was. I loved Bree's Corner with the animals. Isn't that so nice of her? She came up with that idea with her mom and then brought it in, and now it's on the show. You can find more of our podcasts at www.bobsprankle.com. Just scroll down a bit and click on the iPod. And we'd love to have some mail at podcast@bobsprankle.com. We might read some of your mail sometime later on the podcast or another podcast. And I hope you listen again to Room 208 Podcast.